Welcome to Amplify, a micro-podcast for macrocosmic creators. I'm your host, Karen Curry Parker. It's easy to feel discouraged and disheartened during times when it looks like the world is headed in a direction that seems so counter to what our hearts know is truth. For me personally, when the world is hurting, it's hard for me to not feel guilty about the pleasures and the abundance of my own daily life. I find myself not wanting to journal or read in the early morning hours, an activity that I look forward to at the start of my everyday. As I sit in my very comfortable and cheerful big yellow chair, huddled under my favorite blanket and sipping gourmet Kona coffee that my son, who's stationed in Hawaii, gave me last year, I can only imagine what it feels like sleeping in the basement of an apartment building while the world outside explodes. I want my own world to stop along with the world of the Ukrainians, a sort of collective, empathic breath holding. I want the world I imagine in my morning hours, a world of equitable, just, abundant, and sustainable peace, to be a part of the current reality of the world right now. What do we do as creatives when the world feels like it's falling apart? When children need to be rescued and fed? When brave people take to the streets to fight for their precious freedom in the face of the onslaught of a bully? In a world that devalues creativity, it's easy to feel like committing to our creative practice when there is work to be done is frivolous, privileged, and indulgent. We can be creative later, after we've labored, when the war is won. But how do we win wars, feed children, build a free world, and tackle the challenges facing humanity today without creativity? Creativity, by definition, is the use of the imagination or original ideas. I like to think of it as a slipstream of potential, life's intelligence flowing through us, revealing with metaphors and inspiration the next right step we need to take to transform the world. This vital slipstream of inspiration needs stewards, people who tend to it, cultivate it, and harvest it. The energy of creativity is regulated and amplified through a practice. You can't just wake up one morning and spontaneously produce the next new creative innovation needed by the world. Creativity is a muscle. We have to practice, strengthen, and understand how to interpret the whispers of the muse in order to bring into form the next new creative idea. Edison didn't just wake up one day with the idea of a light bulb in his head. The idea for the light bulb was cultivated through a creative practice and explored again and again and again and again until he figured it out. What if our job as creatives is to be the keepers of the portal to the slipstream of creativity? We maintain the flow so that when the planet needs to gently ride the waves of inspiration rolling off the back of the muse as she jets around the atmosphere of the planet, we are the ones holding the lights along the runway, revealing the path. Logic and reasoning is the perpetuation of what is already known. It is storytelling and art that breaks apart the perpetuated patterns and opens us up to new ideas, new possibilities. Innovations begin with metaphors, dreams, and stories that invite us to ask the question, what else is possible? The seemingly impossible always starts first with a dream, an imagining. If we stop creating when the needs of the world are most urgent, we slam shut the doors to the portal of possibility. You never know what your story will inspire as you serve as a steward for the muse. Don't put your pens, your paintbrushes, or your music away because the world is heavy right now. Use your creativity as your unique form of combat against what feels so wrong to your heart. Fight to keep the portal of creativity open, not only for yourself, but so that our collective access to the slipstream of creativity is easy and readily available. Art changes the world. The words you write, the colors you splash, the moves you make, are all powerful acts of revolution. We need your inspiration for all of us to keep riding the slipstream of possibility. If you want some support in amplifying your voice, here's a powerful next right step for you. Go to our website, www.gracepointpublishing.com, and schedule a call with our publishing consultant. Together, you're going to craft a powerful plan to get your wildly authentic message out into the world. I'm Karen Curry Parker. Thank you for joining me for Amplify.